Peaceful Consciousness airs every Thursday at 5 on WEFT Community Radio, followed by See You at the Show coming up next. Stay with us after that for Surfabilly Freakout at 6 p.m., Freeform Music at 7 p.m., Roots Rock and Reggae at 8 p.m., and Getting Your Jammies at 10 p.m.
See You at the Show believes that creating our work and the opportunity to share it with you is a privilege. Our ability to gather in theater spaces and engage with perspectives other than our own is a privilege that we consider sacred. Because of this, it's important to us that we acknowledge both the indigenous land we occupy, as well as the hands that built the country and cities we call home. We recognize and acknowledge today that we gather on indigenous land, which was taken through the deception, coercion, violence, and genocide. We acknowledge the continued displacement and oppression of Native people and honor their commitments to survival, identity, and the protection of our world. See What the Show also acknowledges that the United States was built at the often fatal expense of forcefully enslaved Black people. We acknowledge those who still cannot safely walk down the streets or enjoy the fundamental civil rights and freedoms. We acknowledge that our twin cities and county remain segregated and inequitable. We aim to cultivate space for all stories to be uplifted and for Black lives to be celebrated. We pledge to infuse our work with true values of anti-racism. We offer these acknowledgments and experiences into the space with respect and gratitude, along with the intention to spark more awareness, compassion, and empathy for every life in our community. This is where the theme music comes on, Linda.
Right. Was it not plugged in?
Oh, what are we going to do with a bum aux cord? What did people do back in the prehistoric days? Welcome to See You at the Show. This is Eric Schacht, and I'm here in the studio with my trusty companion and sidekick, Linda Evans.
I almost didn't make it tonight. It's pretty slushy and icky out.
I know.
Yeah.
And I had to run here.
I know.
And I didn't slip, which was great.
I'm so happy you didn't. Yeah. I had to get home from my nanny job and then get back to Champaign. It's been kind of crazy for me today.
And so,
but there's so many fun things to talk about today. Oh, can I just do a plug while you're trying to figure out your plug?
Yeah, plug. Hold on, just we'll be ready for burst of sound.
Okay, 10 out of 10.
Yes.
Oh, nice. There. See. Okay.
We have a good show now. I wish there was a way to test that in
advance.
Anyway,
right.
Let's note to self. You have a breaking news?
Well, I mean, 10 out of 10 at Parkland College Theater is what?
No, it's like you're reading my review. The review is 10 out of 10.
Oh, sorry. 10
out of
12.
Sorry.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. 10 out of 12 at Parkland College Theater is sold out except for tonight. So I just want to tell everybody to get their tickets now if they want to see the show. So there's a scoop for you.
Yeah. That was the title of the review, which was stolen by whoever prospectusnews.com is really
That's
ripped
Parkland's.
Us off.
That's Parkland's
really?
Thing. Yeah.
Well, sorry, Parkland paper. You ripped us off.
Well, it's okay. I know. That was in my head. That's why I couldn't. Anyway, yes. Oh,
yeah.
Today.
Well, anyway, there is a lot of stuff going on in town. We've got, that is the thing to see tonight. Well, actually, there's another show opening tonight, but we'll get to the now playing
right
soon enough because we have an in-studio guest today
right.
who we have had before and we are excited to have in the community. And we are going to talk about the show that's going to be the opening. At the Virginia Theater, Champaign Park District, opening next Thursday, will be CPD Youth Theater Presents Footloose, directed by Alexis Webb. How are you doing, Alexis?
I am doing even better than I expected because I wasn't ready for that amazing intro.
Yeah?
I feel honored.
You know, we don't usually put together musical intros.
You're special.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Third time's a charm.
And I love the music. It takes me back. Yeah. Well, excellent choice.
1980s.
Of musical.
It was kind of hilarious when I announced to the teenagers that we were doing this musical. I think they just pretended to be excited because I generally don't think any of them knew what the song was.
Oh, funny. Yeah.
I was like, saddle up. Your parents will know.
Right, exactly.
And so you were mentioning to us earlier, this is not the first show that you've directed. I think it's the third. Is that right?
Well, if we're counting musicals, yes, this is the third. I've gotten to do some plays before. We had more access with COVID numbers dwindling and everything, getting back into the Virginia Theater. But yes, this is my third musical directing for CPD, and it's the first one I've picked. So I am extra excited about this.
So why did you pick Footloose?
Footloose to me feels like a nice in-between from kind of the previous style of shows that CPD was doing for the teenagers, which was usually a Disney junior show, but not jumping into like Pippin.
Right.
Right. A nice in between. But Footloose, I did Footloose actually when I was a sophomore in high school. And it was just one of the most joyous shows I've ever been a part of. And there's so much heart to it and meaning, and the songs are incredible. And there's this, what I think I love most of all is this huge underlying theme of female empowerment, mm-hmm. and that I was so excited to bring for the teenagers.
Fun. Are they having fun with it?
Yes. I have never laughed harder in rehearsals in my life. Okay, fun fact. Little did I know that yesterday at our last rehearsal was Pigtails Day. Apparently the teenagers, with all their technology and what have you, because I am old at 24 apparently now, made some large group chat and told everyone that they needed pigtails. And so I got peer pressured into wearing pigtails, which I don't think I've done since I was in middle school. So, but it was just so hilarious. And all of them are just so wonderful. And they're just amazing people.
So Footloose is set in the 80s. Are you setting this also in the 80s? True to that?
This is actually set in present time. So we bring in topics of social media, of how even now there are small towns that are stuck in really old ways of thinking, and it's still a real problem in this country that some towns just have a really hard time moving forward.
You don't have to drive too far from here to find that, as Native American mascots all over the place would indicate.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, like, there's places like Florida and Texas which seem to be going back in time and before the 80s, really.
Right.
Some of their the things that are going on there.
So this means you get to, what about geographically? Is it in any part of the country? Is this have kind of like still a kind of like a southern-ish flair to it?
Well, I did not want to go the southern route because me being from New York, I think I have a really interesting perspective coming to the Midwest and just kind of having culture shock in different ways. Not that anything is better or worse, it's just different.
Right.
And although it says in the script, you know, Ren is from Chicago and he's moving 10 hours away, we kind of have the idea that we are still somewhere in the Midwest. And that's been really helpful for the teenagers as well to have kind of that relatable experience of, are there things that they can't wear to school? Mm-hmm. Are there things that are frowned upon to listen to? But for them, it's ways of expressing themselves. It's very real. And even, like you were saying, Eric, around this area. So it's been really empowering for them to kind of take hold of the story and make it their own.
10 hours in Chicago traffic, though, might not get you very far. You could end up in Champaign if you're coming from O'Hare in the snow and sleet.
Right.
Which
we've done recently, yeah.
So there are some challenging scenes, I think, and you mentioned that you had to make a few edits to satisfy the either your bosses or the parents or everything else. What were some of those kind of like tough choices for you?
It's always hard, especially when you go to college for theater. Every professor you ever have will say, never change the script. Mm-hmm. Keep all of the words are intentional, and I fully believe that. We are a government program, though, and we represent the community and the taxpayers, and we had, and rightfully so, some really concerned parents about the intensity of the language in the show. There is a scene where there's a song called The Girl Gets Around. It's very sexualizing of Ariel, who is the lead girl on the show. And for me, I didn't feel like doing that to a 16-year-old added anything to the show. I think it was just inappropriate and was the wrong direction for us to go in. Mm-hmm. And so we took that out, the language. We took out most of the language of teenage drinking and drug abuse. However, we did keep in those topics, just not in as larger quantity, because it's incredibly real. I mean, one of the main plot points of the story is the reason this town can't move forward is there were four teenagers who lost their lives due to drunk driving. And that type of loss has incredible impact on a community that's so closely knit. And so that was really important to keep in, because theater is about activism. It's about education. Mm-hmm. And it would have been a disservice if we had left all of that out of the show.
Right. I mean, that's such an important plot point, and mm-hmm. and it still happens today. So I think mm-hmm. it's, you know, and texting and driving and just distracted driving anyway. So I think you had a couple more questions, didn't you, from...
Yeah, well, it's interesting because my niece was in this show at St. Thomas More 6 years ago. And so I think some of the same sorts of things were faced in that situation. I think maybe you had being in a high school. Well, what ages are in the show, first of all?
We've got 7th to 12th graders.
Okay, so it does bring in slightly younger than just a high school group. And in the case of STM, it was high school, but it was also a Catholic high school, so they mm-hmm. had some of those same things. There was, they kept some intimacy in, which I've never seen in a CPD show. So that, I'm sure the kids were curious, day one, is there going to be a kiss?
There is.
Groundbreaking.
And it is so lovely. And
is it in Almost Paradise?
It is Almost Paradise. And it's really great. Our choreographer, Gavin King, who is one of the most amazing theater artists I've ever had the honor of working with, he actually has experience in theater intimacy.
Oh, good.
And so he choreographed everything and was completely making sure that everything was comfortable and explained if anything ever doesn't, there are ways that we can modify and. And that, I think, has been a huge blessing on the show.
Right. That was going to be my next question, because I'm a huge fan of intimacy coordinators. Mm-hmm. So I'm so glad you had somebody that has that experience. I think that's super important in any show that has intimacy, but especially with younger folks that maybe don't have the voice to speak up if something feels uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So you mentioned your choreographer. What's the rest of your production team look like? Give us some names. Music director. Who else is involved in this?
Yeah. So again, choreographer Gavin King. He is currently finishing up a degree in musical theater performance at Millikan University, but he is an adult student. He left and worked professionally and then has come back to finish a degree. So we're very lucky to have him in the area. Then we have Sydney Begeff. She is a local of Mahomet, and she is our music director. She does a lot of things with different high schools in the area, and she is just one of the kindest people I've ever met. She's got a master's and is so qualified. And then our assistant director is Kat Krastka. I can't ever say her last name, Krastka. And she is a recent graduate of U of I. I actually took a couple of classes with her. And she has been wonderful helping with fight choreography and costumes. And she's just knowledgeable in a lot of things.
Wow, it sounds like you have a great team. That's great.
They are amazing, and we are so lucky. It's one of those really serendipitous moments where everyone just really gels together. We all share the same vision and goals, and I think that has created an incredible environment for the shows to be really successful, but especially to foster the talent and the hearts of the teenagers and kids that we work with.
So how many kids are in the show?
35.
Wow. So this is like during the summer, you compete against high school drama programs so much. So was it difficult to draw the talent that you needed to pull the show off?
I was really nervous because I know that every high school does a winter spring musical. And the only thing I can compare it to is Moana. We had also 35 people in that. But we did have for the show 16 new people, at least new to me. A lot of them had previously been in CPD shows and just kind of, I think, wanted to wait and see what was going to happen with the change in leadership and everything. And a lot of those new people ended up getting leads. I mean, I've never been someone who plays favorites. I don't pick shows for people. I see the person for everything that they are and their potential and how hard they work. And then we make appropriate casting. And I'll tell you what, it took us 5 hours to cast this show.
Wow.
I mean, it was intense because that's just how incredible all of the teenagers were. So we got really lucky. I think some high schools have shows that are happening a little later. And then there's amazing people like Kelly Hong, who was Moana in our previous production, she is now Sophie in Mamma Mia, and she's doing both at the same time.
Wow.
She is amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm very grateful that the teenagers would even want to make time for us. And so it's just been really nice to have that community.
That's great. That's great. Because CPD doesn't always do an older, like a high school show. So I'm happy that you had enough people come out, like more than enough. So hopefully you can keep that going.
Yeah. So so giving shout outs to anybody else in the cast, one, when I ask my niece what the most kind of difficult to cast character on the show was, she said Reverend Shaw. She says Reverend Shaw needs emotional complexity, depth, and range to play a conflicted character. Realistically, needs a big voice and personality, just oozing in confidence. Did you find somebody who fits all of those things?
Absolutely. His name is Jacob Reynolds, and he, honestly, even just from Moana to now, and I just told him this the other day, feels like a different person in confidence. And that is always the goal with the creative team and myself, is that's what we want to build. And he just is perfect for the part. And it's not the one-dimensional, I'm the small-minded reverend who thinks I have all the power. He has made this character his own, and the emotional depth and layers is unbelievable. I mean, this is a man who loves his wife and feels the loss of his son and absolutely adores his community and fears for his daughter's safety. I mean, there's just so much going on, and I am so proud of him for everything that he's accomplished.
That's a lot for any high schooler to emote, so I look forward to seeing that performance.
Yeah, your set for Moana was really awesome. Also, what did you do here? Because I think for Footloose, there's a lot of like benches and lockers and school stuff. And how did you do? Are there any surprises, or what can you tell us about it?
So something that really inspired me when I was thinking about the set is something that the playwright, who also wrote the screenplay for Footloose, Dean Pitchford, he has this foreword in the script and says that when he wanted to bring this to Broadway, all of the Broadway producers were like, great, everyone knows these songs, we're going to do, you know, big jukebox musical. And he was not interested in that. And something that he says is the heart of Footloose is the real people. And so I kind of was more interested in the character shining than the set. And so I've kind of gone in a minimalist way. And so each part of the stage we bring on and off, just kind of smaller set pieces, and it feels really intimate. So like we're at the Moore home a fairly few times in the show, and it'll come on from stage right, and it's just takes up that little part of the space. And then there's the train bridge, which is really beautifully made, and that comes on from stage left, and that just kind of has its own space. And it's just really lovely to see the teenagers kind of shine in a different way and honor the things that the playwright wanted. I forgot what I was going to say.
That's all right. So,
that's okay.
So this is See at the Show. We're talking with Alexis Webb about Champaign Park District's Footloose, which is opening next week at the amazing Virginia Theater. These kids are so lucky to not just have you as a director, but to get to perform in a venue like that. When are the dates and times for Footloose?
I will tell you. I remembered what I was going to say. This is so terrible. This is my life. I also wanted to say, talking about the set, the sets, the costumes are all made by the parent volunteers. Mm-hmm. And I just have to give them the biggest shout out ever. The show would not happen without them. And it's their unbelievable support and dedication to the passion that their teenager has for theater
and the set is absolutely beautiful. And so I just did not want to downplay that, and I want to thank them. So the performances are at the Virginia Theater, happening next weekend, Thursday through Saturday. We have March 3rd, 4th, and 5th at 7 p.m. and also a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m. That is again on March 5th. Tickets are $14 for 12 and up, and 12 and under is $12. You can either purchase them online or you can buy them at the box office. And the show is should run about 2 hours with a 15-minute intermission.
What are the COVID protocols in place for the audience?
What a great question. Well, unfortunately, the mask mandate is being dropped, and the Parks District has decided to go with what the state is saying. And so we will no longer be requiring masks at the Virginia Theater, although I do make opening announcements that I will strongly encourage mask wearing, but that is the direction that we are going in starting on Monday, which just happened to fall on our tech week. So that is exciting and totally not giving me anxiety.
Right.
Is the balcony going to be open, you know?
Yes.
Okay, so we can go and hide in the back of the balcony if we're really COVID conscious.
Right. Yes, and the Virginia Theater staff is absolutely amazing, and our box office manager is has made a system where we put 2-seat buffers in between each party of tickets, and so you get a little bit of space.
Okay, great.
So we've got a little audio clip here, 30 seconds of brilliance from the cast. What are we going to hear a little snippet of?
This is the Act One finale.
Okay, here it is, CPD Youth Theater's Footloose finale. Exciting.
Yay.
That's a lot of power in those voices.
So the first voice that you heard, kind of that, oh, heaven help me, that is Jacob, who I was talking about. And then the second kind of big voice you hear come in a little bit later, that is Ryan Cole. And he plays Ren in the show and just has exceeded every single expectation. And that chord at the end, I think, is 6 or 7 parts, and they're doing it. I mean, we are pushing them, and I'm just so incredibly proud of every single person in that cast.
And what's the runtime for the show? And is there an intermission?
Yes, it is about 2 hours and then a 15-minute intermission.
Okay, great.
Yes, about an hour for each act, which is really nice.
Nice.
Great. Well, Alexis, thanks for coming on See You at the Show. We're so, you know, both of us have had our kids grow up in theater in this town, and it's just so exciting that the CPD program is in your hands. You're doing a great job.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, we can't wait to see it.
We can't wait to see it next week.
Awesome. And Eric, you're probably having a new appreciation for musicals now that you've got rehearsals for SpongeBob.
Yeah, wow. And I thought I like had some idea of what it was like to be an actor in a musical just from being an actor in plays. And
no. You know, it's a whole different thing.
Yeah. I do have appreciation for it, and but also a lot of excitement. So that should not be said in any way that would intimidate somebody from trying a musical.
No,
but man, yeah,
but appreciation. It makes you realize, like, it's tough work,
right?
Doing all the singing
and
dancing.
Never again in my life. And I know you've always sharply criticized me when I said just in the ensemble about somebody.
Yeah, don't ever say that.
Just an ensemble.
Right.
No, that is some serious.
It's a lot of work.
That is some work just to do, I mean, like 2 pages of a song in a 120-page book takes so much work from the choreographer, from the music director, from every single person. I mean, every step matters. There's all this counting and different vocal parts. I mean, it's a lot.
It's a lot.
So yes, I have, you know, even though, gosh, all the musicals that we've seen, all the music directors that we've talked to, all the performers we've seen.
And all the musicals our kids have been in.
Yeah, and I still can't believe I was that oblivious. So I really, and this is a nice segue, well played, of talking about 10 out of 12.
Right.
Because what you see, and go to Parkland tonight, and see the show. This is your last chance. Tickets still available. What it will give you, if you don't already have it, is an intense appreciation for everything that goes on into putting a show in front of you. And it's not just that people have gathered together in a room and learned their lines and where to stand. There are so many things.
So many different moving pieces and so much work that goes into it, and sometimes drama and other things. So yeah, 10 out of 12 does a really good job of, and some things are really monotonous and stressful, and some things are fun. And yeah, it does a really good job of really, I think like BJ said in our interview with him, it's kind of like a documentary about what it's really like to be in a 10 out of 12.
Right. That's the difference between that and Noises Off, which is another behind the scenes kind of farcical, but it's kind of more of, there's an arc, there's a storytelling arc to how the reveal happens and the different scenes and everything. And here it really is just, you know, you get to go behind the scenes for a night.
Right. And some of it's intense and some of it's funny, just like any show.
Right. Yeah. And it can be boring if you don't want to like avail yourself to your voyeurism, but there can be three different things going on at once, and you can just decide, like, what if somebody just sat you down in the middle of a room where there were a bunch of people trying to accomplish something, and that's what's going on here. And it's really fascinating. Like, some of the area's best talent is in this show, and it's a great mix of community members and Parkland students.
And a mix of ages, yeah.
Yeah.
And ethnicities. It's really, really something special.
So we have, you can read our full review at CUattheShow.com and also find it on Facebook. You can also find everything that's going on, now playing and coming soon. For instance, we have Dog Sees God at Pipe Dream Studio Theater in Decatur,
which is opening tomorrow.
Opening tomorrow, and it has a two-week run. Again, on our website, we have links about how to see that. And opening tonight at Centennial, don't be confused and go to the wrong school, but it's Central High School Drama. It's still using the Centennial Theater because their theater is not quite done. The new, I assume they're still going to call it Decker Theater. But
I saw some pictures
online.
Yeah, LaDonna
Wilson posted some pictures. Mm-hmm. That is going to be magnificent.
Right.
Luckily, Wade'll
get a year there.
Yeah, it seems so close to being done that I would imagine that in 5 or 6 months for next year it'll be ready.
Yeah.
But Central is still performing at Centennial. This is going to be their second musical post-COVID. I did just get a text that if you go, you'd need to bring your vax card. So I'm glad.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Not all, everybody's just like saying open doors.
Oh.
Pandemic's over, yeah, sort of a thing.
What is up with that?
But that, anyway, Rumors is the play tonight at 7:30 at Centennial High School by Central Drama. And I can tell you there's a lot of talent in that cast.
During your rehearsals for SpongeBob, are you guys still masked?
Everybody's masked.
Right.
And there hasn't been, and we sing.
Right.
And I don't know even what our long-term plan is. I imagine we're going to perform without masks on, mm-hmm. but it would be a damn good show without it. I mean, you can still emote. You can still, they're singing masks. Hopefully our anxiety about opening up is just because of the way that we've been conditioned. And it really is going to be safe and we can really move towards that. But
you know what? You can keep your masks on even if, you know, why not? I'm going to keep mine on.
That's the new normal. Why
right.
not? Exactly.
Right. And then coming up, we have The Tempest by CUTC at Parkland College, March 10th through the 13th. That's coming up. Hopefully, we'll talk to somebody from The Tempest next week.
And this was supposed to be opening night of Vera Stark.
I know.
Yeah, so.
Very sad.
The Station Theater's production of Vera Stark did not happen. There were
so many reasons.
Health reasons and personal reasons. And it just didn't get off the ground. Hopefully that's still going to be in the to-be-coming category. There are some auditions. You didn't hear that audition music for nothing. Boom, boom, boom. Okay, auditions.
You weren't even ready.
I wasn't ready.
So you're dealing with the music. I should have been ready.
Yeah. Check out the audition page at CUattheShow.com if you want to know about auditions. They exist. It's there. And so This has been a great night of theater information. Alexis Webb is somebody, if you go to